Thank you. Hey, good morning, everyone, and I want to welcome you today to the memorial service for Ryan Healy, our dear brother. So we're all here today, and I know our hearts are heavy. We have in the family here, there's a dual reality. Like, there's mourning a loss of someone that we were not ready to see go. And there's also this absolute confidence in this eternal victory that Ryan has. He's gotten there before any of us. And Jesus loves him, and he's with Christ right now. And we do celebrate that. Those of you watching online today, we bless you. We're thankful you're here. Those in a spillover, sorry you can't be in here, but we bless you and welcome you as well. You know, my name is Brad Knorr. I'm the pastor here at St. Paul Westport, the Healy's pastor, and they're quite a family. And you're gonna hear a lot about Ryan today. And here's the thing we're gonna do. Right now, when we're thinking about Ryan, it's really easy to think about the last 10 months, the cancer, Ryan. Ryan had over 19 years of life, abundant life. Have you ever seen the pictures of him on the Cape as a kid? I think he was trouble. I mean, he had that smile that just, and he had 19 years there, but he's got so much more now in eternity. And so we're grieving, but we're celebrating today as well. And so what we're going to do this morning is we're gonna begin in worship. And I want to encourage you, we will sing and sing loudly because there's a God so worthy of praising. And we will do that, and then we'll hear from the Healy's, and we'll just see how the Lord takes us today. So I want to invite you to stand for prayer. And however you pray, if you lift your hands, you can lift your hands, but we just want to declare that our God is good. And Jesus, we bless you today. We come in your name. God, for a moment that it's not that we don't want to be here, we just don't want to be here for this reason. And you know that. God, I believe that you don't like death either. That's the whole point of the gospel, is to save us. And so, Jesus, we just give you glory today. May your name be lifted up. May you come and touch each one of us who's here today as we sing, as we proclaim the goodness of our God. We bless you today and pray this in your name. Amen.
Sing together, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. That grace appears. long I've been set free. My God, my Savior, insomnia is right, and like a flood, His mercy rains unending love.
Together. Amen. 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 Amen.
Defeated, the King is alive.
sing a little louder. And sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. Let's sing a little louder. Sing to the Lord. Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. Oh, sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. And I raise hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder than louder, gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Defeated, the king is alive.
Invite you to take a seat, please. All right, this time, Mama's up. All right, Bridget.
Packed house today. Is that good? Can you guys hear me? Welcome today. Thank you everyone for coming. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Bridget Healy. I'm Ryan's mom. We've been so blessed by our church family, our extended family, everyone who's here today. I know people came from far, far away, airplanes and trains and buses and rental cars, and we just want to say thank you so much for being here to support our family. For everyone here today, we've been touched by Ryan's presence in some way, whether he was a brother, a cousin, a grandson, a nephew, a friend, a teammate. He was truly an amazing young man. Being a middle child, Ryan looked up to his big sister, Claire. When they were young, she would always want to help take care of Ryan. And one day, when she thought no one was looking, she told Ryan, "I'm your mama now." To which Ryan just smiled and nodded his head, ready to do whatever his big sister wanted him to do. His younger brother, Connor, was always by his side, keeping up with his big brother. Whatever Ryan did, there was Connor. The two were inseparable. Ryan was a light in this world. He was always thankful and never complained. He saw the good in each day, seeing things as black and white and right and wrong. He was honest and sincere, so much so that when he was about 4, his cousins were over playing, and he disappeared. We didn't know where he went. So we called out for him, called Ryan and asked where he was, and he said, "I'm upstairs, and I'm not eating toothpaste." So I could go on and on about Ryan, but we're going to miss him terribly and take comfort that comfort to know that he is in heaven with God. Our life here is short, so take the time to tell someone you love them, give them a big hug and a squeeze. Ryan will always be a special part of our family. We love you forever and always. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Ryan was my little brother, even though he was a lot taller than I am, and I'm pretty tall. Growing up, Ryan was strong, quiet, and goofy. He loved to run, mostly in circles. There were days when the three of us, Ryan, Connor, and I, would run around the beach following tracks we drew in the sand, and it would go on for a long time. Other days, we would put on snorkels and look at hermit crabs underwater. It was funny because Ryan didn't like touching the bottom of the ocean with his feet, so you would see him swimming around in 2 feet of water like a frog, his arms and legs as close to the surface as possible. This past February, for Ryan's 19th birthday, we went sledding in the backyard. The three of us at this point were mostly grown adults, but that didn't matter. After a while, Ryan got tired and sat under a sled, just watching Connor and I as we awkwardly rode snowboards off of plywood jumps. He just sat there, smiling, as we made a fool of ourselves. That was the great thing about Ryan. Even though he couldn't do everything during these past 10 months, he still made an effort to do everything he could. From taking college classes while fighting cancer, to going for walks, to just hanging out and chatting, he did not let an opportunity pass him by. If he thought he could do it, he would. And I'm sure there were times when he couldn't do things, or he thought he couldn't do things, but you could never tell. He somehow managed to do them anyways. Honestly, he was the strongest of us all. He put all his effort into life, and he fought cancer with all he had. There is a quote that says, "Life is not about half doing. You cannot half live, or half accept, or half love. It's about giving everything you have. When you're old and worn, do you really want to look back and say you gave the bare minimum? You owe yourself more than that." Today, when I think something in life is hard for me, I think about how hard it was for Ryan. Then I try to do that thing, because he would too. So, even though the three of us can't watch Mr. Bean together, or go making farting noises at each other as we pass each other in the house, we can still love like Ryan did. He loved in the small ways, in ways others may not notice. We won't see Ryan for a while, but we will not forget him and all the love he showed us. His home is somewhere else now, but he did not leave without changing the world. He influenced every single one of our lives and made the world a brighter place. We are all better people today because of who Ryan was and continues to be. I love you, Ryan.
Ryan was more than just my older brother. He was my best friend. Before all this happened, Ryan and I had never spent more than a week apart. We did almost everything together. Although he didn't like the idea of having his little brother tagging along, we had the same friends, played the same sports, and had the same jobs. During the summer nights, we would stay up in our room, talking way past our bedtime. The sound of our giggles filled up the air. I remember my lungs hurting from how hard we would laugh and trying to hold it in so that we wouldn't wake anyone up. During the summer days, we would boogie board together for hours. I would always get too cold and go in, but Ryan would stay out in the frigid Cape Cod water and continue to have fun in the waves. Around when Ryan was 12, my dad taught him how to stand up on a surfboard. I watched him learning and thought that was the coolest thing ever, just because it was Ryan doing it. The next chance I got, I decided to try and teach myself. You know what they say, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Sorry, Ryan, but I actually stole your shirt to wear today. When I was younger, the person I wanted to be when I grew up was Ryan. He was more talented than I could have ever hoped to be and has the best work ethic I have ever seen. I don't think I was ever able to beat him in a game, not in tag or in a Mario Kart race. When Ryan had to battle cancer, I never heard him complain, not once. He even took on more than he had to. By continuing his business of assembling computers and reselling them, and also by taking online classes for college. In these past months, I have found myself complaining to others about how difficult my life has been. Whereas Ryan, who has had it much worse than I did, never even whimpered. He fought all the way to the end and was stronger than anyone could have been. I want all of us to put a little bit of Ryan in our life by not complaining about our situations, but instead by being strong and pushing through. Ryan is the best older brother anyone could have had. And I'm blessed to have had him in my life for almost 18 years. I love you so much, Ryan. Go catch some waves up there.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for honoring Ryan, our family. And thank you for loving God and praying for Ryan as he fought through this cancer. I wanted to start off by sharing something that was very meaningful to me, Ryan's last day he was alive. And Kenny and Keisha Sullivan are here. I want to thank you guys for being there with me that day. And we were praying, and even after Ryan passed, we were wondering, Lord, what are you doing? And I said, Father, can you show me what you're doing? And Jesus always said that he only did what he saw the Father doing. So I wanted to know, what are you doing? And I saw a faint picture, I'll call it a vision, where I saw the Father with Ryan. They were both facing me. Ryan was on God's left. His hand was on his right shoulder. And they were smiling. And they were happy. So I said, okay, I guess that's what you're doing. And we, of course, fought because we were taught to fight. Jesus said, pray for the sick and they will recover. And so we did. And I thank you all for joining me in that. And we did not lose because Ryan is in heaven. There is no greater gift than that. There is no greater healing than that. There is no greater miracle than that. And he has a purpose even in heaven. We were fighting for his purpose here on the earth, and his days were cut short. And I believe in that purpose. And these things are a mystery, but yet God is not done with Ryan, and it's amazing. Just seeing that was amazing. It was very encouraging to me, and hopefully you. And that's why I bring it up, because even as we talk about Ryan, and I never thought I'd see his picture there like that, he's alive. And we need to remember that. And even as I share some more, if I say he was, forgive me, because I mean he is. And he is. He's. And, you know, for Ryan's sake, I wanted to share just a few thoughts about him and to honor him. You've heard some great stories with Mom and his brother and sister. But, you know, maybe you're here as a coach or someone who, a teammate or someone from school. And part of who Ryan was he was an amazingly coachable, teachable young man. He was great like that. He would always say, just show me what to do and I'll do it. And he was fearless in that way when he would go and play sports, especially, say, football. He was fearless. He would never shrink back. He would just do what the coaches would say. And he was special in that way. He was a soldier. When he fought cancer, he was the same way too. He was never going to just lay down. He was going to fight. And it is a good fight to fight. And I encourage all of you, if you ever have an opportunity for someone who has a terminal disease or a sickness or any other issue, read the Bible. Draw close to God and pray for the sick, and they will recover. And one way or the other, they'll recover in heaven, they'll recover here on this earth. I've seen miracles. I've seen people such as my dad is with us here today. He could have died from cancer 16, 17 years ago. He's here, and I thank God for that. That's a miracle. There was another woman, Helena Whitty, in 2003. We saw her. She had the same kind of cancer Ryan did, all through her back and liver. We saw her healed. It was in a day. It was a miracle. We brought her to the Madison Square Garden, and people were praying. 17,000 people. It was a capacity crowd. She got healed there. And that's real. And of course, we were all hoping that for Ryan. And it's a mystery. It's a mystery as to why some, not others. Why do bad things happen to good people like Ryan? But we have to trust God. He knows what he's doing. He knows what's best. And I want to bring you to know that life on this earth is a spiritual battle. Jesus has won the victory on the cross. But we're here being developed. We're being coached to be the church united. And that's what these battles are fought for. They're not in vain at all. So keep fighting. You see that person, you see that loved one, you see a stranger, you see your enemy, I just encourage you, pray for them. Pray for their healing. There's nothing more uniting than when you pray for someone like Ryan. People could be divided in opinion, in theology, in ideals, but when it comes to praying for someone like Ryan, we can unite behind that. And we did, and we saw that, and that's a victory. And there's many more things I could say about it. I guess the one thing I want to leave you with, too, is don't wait. Don't wait to forgive someone else. Don't wait to ask God to forgive you of some issue, or sin, or what have you. It's very important. Ryan confessed of something Sunday during communion before, 4 days before he died. I never knew. But he did, and he was convicted, and he shared that. And I thank God for that, because he was courageous enough to share that. And that's part of why he is where he is today. So guys, if there's something you need to straighten out before God, I encourage you to do it. Come clean. It's just repentance. It just takes humility. Just come before God and confess your sins. That's what I said to Ryan before that time of communion together. Is the phrase came to me, which is scripture. Confess your sins to one another, and God is faithful to forgive. And so, however you can use that, please do. And I just thank God for Ryan's life, and I am confident in that vision. And therefore, I'm really not too sad. I'm sad because we're going to miss him. I'm sad because we fought the fight we lost here on the earth, but we won it spiritually, so it's okay. And I guess one more thing for those who did fight with me. I thank you for that fight. It was not in vain. We win the war. Jesus wins the war. It's written in the book. It's going to happen. It has happened. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you for Ryan's life, and I pray that each one here today who was touched could just draw closer to you and one another. Lord, I thank you that you taught us to love one another as you have loved us. Let us be like that. If we take one thing from today, let us love one another as you have loved us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Family. If we ever wonder, how did Ryan become who he is? You know, we're such a product of the people we're around, and on the toughest day of your lives, to be able to share that is honestly awesome. Thank you. I know this family and absolutely love them, and you guys, you did a great job with Ryan. His upbringing, who he is, the character you have as a family. You don't have to be perfect. You have to love fiercely. And you guys do that. That's awesome. You're also amazing these 10 months. Just ferociously fighting and leading a charge. And it's so amazing to love you guys, to know you, and see a family where grace trumps mistakes. I love that about you guys. So there was a guy who lived a long time ago. He's written about in the Bible. His name is Job. A lot of people have heard about Job. And he was a guy that he had it all. And in a moment, like not even 10 months, but in about 10 minutes, he lost it. He was married. He had a bunch of kids, and they all got killed. He had great wealth and farms and animals, and they all got taken or destroyed. And then he was healthy, and his health like went away. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. And the story of Job is, friends would come and talk to him, and they weren't very helpful. They would always blame him for everything. Well, God's punishing you because of this. Job made a really, really awesome comment. I just want to read this. He says, in response to one of those friends, he said, I know that my Redeemer lives. And he's talking about God, the one who would save him. When this whole world had crumbled and he was at the lowest low, he said, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has thus been destroyed in my flesh, I'll see God. I'll see him with my own eyes. And Ryan, his skin was okay, but his bones and his flesh was being destroyed. And there's something amazing about Ryan was he totally believed. He was faithful in prayer. He embraced prayer. Job, in this context, Job says, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know this, and that I will stand and be able to see him. And it's not because Job was so great. Job didn't say, I will prevail. He said, God will prevail on my behalf. That's the way that Ryan fought the battle with cancer. Ryan's an absolute competitor. I'm glad that came up because I know he played sports. He was a very formidable opponent in the St. Paul Westport, our church fantasy football league. Way better than Connor. he was a tough one. But he's a competitor. So he fought hard, but the whole time it wasn't what he was going to do. He put his life, and this is hard for a competitor to do. He put his life in God's hands. And he trusted God and said, I commit myself to you. That's the way Ryan Healy fought cancer. That's awesome. He did what he could, but he trusted the Lord. Ryan, for the first year, I came almost 4 years ago and got to know the Healy family, love them. But it took me a year to stop calling Connor Ryan and Ryan Connor. And they don't look like, I don't know, but you guys always smiled about it, and you were either making fun of me or you were not offended whatsoever because you loved each other so much. But you were really good to me. But Ryan was and is tremendously responsible. A couple years ago, he came to me when he was first eligible for National Honor Society. And he said, would you write me a recommendation letter? And, we talked it through. And I was ecstatic because by then I knew Ryan and I knew what to write. And this isn't about me today, but guys, I wrote a kick-butt rec letter. I have it on my computer. I'll send it to you. It was so good. And I was so proud because I bragged up his, and I only tell the truth, and not everybody wants to ask me to write one. Ryan, it was a good idea, and because I tell the truth, but his integrity, his responsibility, these things, it was so easy to type this letter. And I don't know if the person who turned him down for National Honor Society that year is here today. If you are, and you need to like come confess to God, seriously. I was angry because I took it personally. I'm like, I wrote him a letter. Ryan was such a servant. Jesus, his hero, is quite the servant too. And Ryan would, there wasn't a church or school event here that Ryan didn't help at. And I have an imagination of what conversations were like at home when mom said, it's time and you guys are coming. But when they were here, it was all smiles, and Ryan would get on the floor. He'd play with my kids. He'd play with all the kids. He would serve just with a smile and such a pleasantness. And he was so respectful. Did anyone not like Ryan? Honest question. Like, he's so well-loved because he's so respectful. He carried this character, this integrity that is really critical to who he is and his founding, the foundation of why he is who he is. What I want to tell you today is my very favorite moment with Ryan, the best one I've ever had. And to be honest, I've never told anybody because it was a personal moment for him, but he's not going to get upset at me now. So we were on a youth retreat, and Ryan... there was a ministry time, and Ryan came up to me, and he said, I know I'm a good person. I know that everybody thinks I'm a really good person on the outside, but inside, I'm not all in with God. That's how he said it. And I want to be all in with God. And so we prayed. And he committed himself to being all in with God. And it was really awesome because this is the thing. We know we shouldn't, but we do this where we judge people by their outside, right? By their works, by what they're doing, and sometimes by how they look or how they present themselves or what their performance is, how successful they are. But do you know that God made it really clear that he looks on the inside? He looks past the stuff that man sees, and he sees what's on the inside. And Ryan was really aware of that. And he wanted to get right with God in the greatest way. Ryan was already a believer, had already trusted himself to Jesus, but he wanted to be all in with God. And I love that moment. I'll never forget that moment. It was incredible. The Bible says this, and Ryan knows this verse. Says that God loves the world so much, right? Even though, and I just for a moment, think about yourself. We're sinners, and we don't like that word, and we don't like to think about the things we do wrong because it always feels like they're always in front of us. But we're not holy. We're not right on our own standing. The Bible makes it really clear that if you sin just one time, you're not walking with God. Like you've broken a bond with him, and you don't have an eternal place in salvation. Well, that's all of us, but God knew that, and he wanted to change our status. So the Bible says that God sent his only son, Jesus, to this earth. And he died in our place, and he did it so that instead of us being eternally, guys, do we know what eternity is? It's always, 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 and forever. But instead of being eternally separated from God, because of our sin, Jesus took that sin from us when he died on the cross. And now we get to have life. If we commit ourselves to Jesus and say, Jesus, I believe you died so that I don't have to die like that. I don't have to die and be away from you forever. This is what Christ did for us, and it was out of love. The very next verse of John 3:16, the very next verse after that says that God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to bring salvation, to save the world. You know what that means? I know that some people, and I'm sure some people here have this view of God that is, it's God is this angry, rigid God who sits in heaven and he's just waiting to catch you doing something wrong. You just have this like feeling like he's that angry father who's always like ready to pounce. But do you know if you read the Bible, that's not who God is at all. That's not him. God has a heart, a massive heart. He has more love than all of us put together. That's why he sent his son to die so that he could have us forever. Ryan knew this and Ryan believed this. Do you know this was Ryan's faith? Do you know why we're here today and we're able to smile, we're able to laugh? It's because we're absolutely confident in the faith that Ryan had. He said that his life, even though he was a really good person on the outside, on the inside, he wanted to be all in with Jesus. And he became all in. He trusted that Jesus died for his sins. And I ask you today, would this be Ryan's gift to you? How amazing that we're here, because I believe God ordained every person that's in here to be here today. Jesus, when he, some of us were just talking about an hour ago about John 11, there's a chapter right after that where Jesus says, I tell you the truth. If a kernel of wheat doesn't die and fall into the ground, it can't grow into anything else. And I think about Ryan's life, and I think about the way salvation can work is that Ryan is like that kernel of wheat, like something died and it went to the ground, but what can grow out of that? What can come from that? What if the greatest gift Ryan ever gives you is the opportunity to trust yourself to Jesus Christ? Because Jesus is good. And you can say, I'm a really good person. Like, I don't know that this whole church world's for me. And I get that. But Jesus is eternal. Just as he is resurrected from the dead, Ryan has been resurrected, and we're all going to have that day that comes. And if I asked you a question, if your mind was a movie, what would it be rated? If the thoughts that you have on a day-to-day basis was a movie, it was in theaters, what's it rated? And it's not to make you feel bad, it's to say, look, we all have a need to draw near to Jesus. And we want to come close to him. And so I'm going to give you the opportunity, and no, it's not a physical show, because I believe this is something in our hearts. But I want you to search your hearts and allow God to search your hearts. And if you are convicted that your life is not all in with Jesus, there's something just absent right now, and it's hurting, and you feel a separation from God, or God doesn't want that. God sent Jesus so that you would say yes to him. So I'm going to pray, and I invite you all to pray. But those of you who really feel like this is a moment for me, this is really a moment for me to get right with God, God will meet you. If you put yourself in that position, he'll meet you. We believe at this church that we encounter God. We believe so strongly that God comes to us and he encounters us. And one encounter with God will change your life forever, because you'll know him and you'll know his presence. So I want to invite you to pray together. And if God would stir you, would you invite him into your heart? Father, we pray today in the name of Jesus. And God, we recognize we have sin in our lives, that our very existence, God, it's like we might be good people on the outside. We might do good things, but we still have stuff going on the inside that's not quite right. And I'm so thankful I don't really have to do anything to save myself. That if I want to live in eternity with Jesus, I trust in you. I believe the gospel that Jesus, he did die so that I wouldn't have to die a separation from our mighty God. And Lord, I trust in you. And I believe that Jesus, you're the way, the truth, and the life. There isn't an alternative. You're the narrow gate, Jesus. And today, I want to make my life right with you more than it's ever been. I want a freshness in relationship with you. I want to figure out what this means to walk with God. I want to join Ryan one day in celebrating the greatest victory that's ever been made. So Jesus, I just pray right now over this room that your love would be felt. There's no anger. There's just love and an opportunity to be called the family of God. We bless you today. God, we thank you for Ryan. We thank you for the life he lived. We thank you even more for the life he lives. We thank you so much that, God, the memories that are in this room, the laughter and the joy that comes with knowing Ryan, God, that these are real. And that you've called him home. It's the greatest victory he's ever received. And we bless you. We thank you, Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen. Okay. Our God is good. As a church this last Sunday, we talked about the goodness of our God. Even when we don't get the things we're asking for, our God is good, and we stand on that. We're going to sing a final worship song, and I want to invite you to stand for that.
God of justice, Savior to all, he came to rescue the weak and the poor, chose to serve and not be served. Jesus, you had called us, freely we receive now, freely we will. Must go, live to feed the hungry, stand beside the broken. We must go, stepping forward, keep us from just seeing, move us into action. We must go. To act justly every day, loving mercy in every way, walking humbly before you, God. Jesus, you have shown us, freely we receive now, freely we will. Must go, live to feed the hungry, stand beside the broken. We must go, stepping forward, keep us from just sinking, move us into action. We must go, we must go, live to feed the hungry, stand beside the broken. We must go, stepping forward, keep us from just seeing, move us into action. We must go.
This concludes our memorial service for Ryan today, and I want to speak a blessing over you. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. May he work in you what's pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. All right, I want to invite you to sit down, please. Here's what's going to happen. I know it's a little warm. It is up here anyway. I don't know back there, but the family, I'm going to escort the family out, and they've asked to have a receiving line, and so ushers will come forward, release the rest of the family, and then row by row. The family totally understands. Some of you have got to get back to work. You have commitments you need to make. If you need to leave early, they are not offended. They promise. And what you're going to do is you're going to walk around, and there is a side door. Even though there's the main doors, if you need to leave without the line, just go out the side door and wiggle your way out the main door. Does that make sense? Is that good? For those of you who are able to stick around for a few extra minutes after you receive the family, there's some cookies, some drinks straight ahead in our fellowship hall. Family invites you to stick around for that. So thank you for being here today. Continue to pray for this family, for Ryan's loved ones. This doesn't put a bow on it, does it? Like, the hurt's still there, and so the love is still there as well, and our God is good. All right, family, if you guys would like to follow me.